Well, it's starting off to be a really challenging agricultural year.
Margaret Smith is a professor in plant breeding and genetics at Cornell University. She says there's a complicated choreography behind the planting season.
Some people were just waiting and waiting to do corn, and then their soybeans got later and later, and then their hay was ready to chop, but they still hadn't planted corn and soybeans, so maybe they switched over and tried to chop some hay, but even haying is really hard to do unless you can get 2 or 3 days of good dry weather.
And that's been hard to come by. Smith is a corn breeder, so she's closely monitoring its progress.
As of last Sunday, half of New York's corn crop had been planted. That would normally be up at 85% or so. Maybe a quarter of it had emerged from the ground. That would normally be two-thirds in a more typical year. So you get the sense that crops are just way behind. Farmers are still trying to plant corn, and it's June.
She says some corn and other crops can mature in as few as 75 days, but time is quickly running out even for those varieties. Smith says many farmers have just given up on certain crops.
Some things have gotten just eliminated, like a lot of people did not even get to planting spring grains, and now it's too late. You could plant them, they would probably germinate, but the amount of yield you would get from that crop is so low that it doesn't even justify spending the money to do the planting because you won't recoup that investment.
This year, so far, is proving to be quite the opposite of last year when much of upstate was entering a drought.
There's an old farmer expression in this part of the world that says, the dry years will scare you, but the wet years will kill you. So last year was the dry year, and everybody was scared, and there were some fields that produced nothing because of that drought. But most places you got something. When it's just endlessly rainy, you can really have a lot bigger losses.
Smith says now she's hoping the precipitation pendulum doesn't swing the other way as we enter the peak growing season.
For a year like this where it's been so wet, if we don't have pretty good rains going forward, it's even more challenging. The crops, when there's a lot of water in the soil, they don't really put down as many deep roots because they don't need to. They don't need to reach for the water. Then if you get shortages later in the growing season, they don't have those deep roots to try and reach for the water.
Smith says year-to-year extremes in rainfall aren't unheard of, but the almost constant precipitation has been unusual. Scott Willis, WAER News.